As most of my listeners already know, my cases are kind of short, and I try my best to focus on the victims. This was an old case, though, and I wasn't able to find much information on the victims themselves. And stay tuned at the end of this episode for my first ever promotional swap. You're going to be hearing the promo for the podcast Crime and Roses. Hey guys, I want to apologize for the late release of this week's episode. I just wanted to add in a content warning, trigger warning, disclaimer, whatever you want to call it before I release the episode. This story does involve minors, and there is mentions of rape and sexual assault. So I just wanted to let everyone know that before beginning the episode. In this episode, I'll be discussing the serial killer Robert Ben Rhodes. I only recently learned of this man and was disgusted. My grandfather and uncle drove trucks, and my dad still drives semi-trucks. Also, this man preyed on hitchhikers and truck stop sex workers or lot lizards. No matter the profession or what you choose to do with your body, this is not a reason for people to sexually assault, harass, abuse, or murder you. You are important and deserve respect. Robert was thought to have equipped the sleeper cab of his truck as a dungeon of sorts, with handcuffs on the ceiling used to incapacitate his victims. His travels are the subject of the book Roadside Prey by Alva Bush. This book and investigators accused Rhodes of sexually assaulting and systematically torturing the women he held captive before killing them. In 1990, Patricia Candace Walsh and her husband Douglas Scott Zykowski were hitchhiking in Texas. According to findagrave.com, they were on their way home from Georgia, where they traveled to attend a religious workshop as newlyweds. Rhodes allegedly picked them up, as they were the first confirmed victims. Rhodes killed Douglas and dumped his body in January of 1990 in Texas. Rhodes kept Patricia for over a week, during which he tortured and raped her multiple times before dumping her body in Utah. Almost a month after Patricia's death, Rhodes grabbed an 18-year-old drifter who escaped to inform the police. When Rhodes was detained, the victim declined to press charges because she felt she wouldn't be believed despite the extensive evidence. Days later, 14-year-old Regina K. Walters and her boyfriend Ricky Lee Jones, both runaway teens from Pasadena, Texas, disappeared. It's believed after both were picked up that Rhodes killed and disposed of Ricky's body while keeping Regina. Based on hair growth and bruising in photos seized during a search of Rhodes' home, it was confirmed he kept Regina for a long period. Ricky's body was found on March 3, 1991 in Mississippi. However, he was not identified until July of 2008. Early morning of April 1, 1990, Trooper Mike Miller of the Arizona Highway Patrol found a truck on the side of I-10 with its hazard lights on. When Trooper Miller investigated inside the cab, he discovered the nude and screaming Kathleen Vine handcuffed. Rhodes identified himself as the driver of the truck. He was unable to talk his way out of the situation, so he handed over a gun that he had on his person. He was arrested and charged with aggravated assault, sexual assault, and unlawful imprisonment. The arresting detective, Rick Barnhart, made the connection to the Houston case and noticed a pattern stretching for at least 5 months. In 1994, Rhodes was convicted of the first-degree murder of Regina K. Walters and sentenced to life without parole at Menard Correctional Center in Chester, Illinois. He was extradited to Utah in 2005 to be tried for the deaths of Candace Walsh and Douglas Zykowski. However, per the victim's family's request, the charges were dropped in 2006 and he was returned to prison. Rhodes later was extradited to Texas for the murder of Walters and Jones, where Rhodes, in exchange for dropping the death penalty, pled guilty to their deaths and received a second life sentence. From what I could find, Rhodes is still alive, serving his time at 75 years old as I'm recording this episode. Despite his other convictions in Texas, he continues serving his life without parole sentence at the Menard Correctional Center in Chester, Illinois. If you want to follow my social media, I'll link my private Facebook group, Instagram, and Twitter below, or you can email me at osnapatruecrimepodcast@gmail.com. Please feel no obligation, but I recently created a Buy Me a Coffee for one-off donations and a Patreon for monthly subscriptions that you can cancel at any time. I've also included my link tree in the show notes for ease of access. Until next time, my loves, snap out of it.
Hi there, I'm Megan. And I'm Danielle.
And we are Crime and Roses.
We are a true crime and bachelor franchise recap podcast.
Yeah, we're both.
We are two Georgia attorneys watching and recapping all things Bachelor just for you.
So we're talking Bachelor, Bachelorette,
Bachelor in Paradise, Winter Games, Summer Games, all the games.
Basically any show that ABC comes up with and forces us to watch, and then we'll release a true crime episode connected to what we've seen on the show that week.
So if you don't like true crime, we have The Bachelor. And if you don't like The Bachelor, we have True Crime.
And if you don't like either,
we're probably not the podcast for you, and that's okay.
So, if you're into one of those things, both of those things, come check us out as we combine our two favorite things into one-stop listening shop for you.
So find us on your favorite podcatcher and on social media at Crime and Roses, and email us at crimeandroses@gmail.com.
Bye, love you, mean it.